And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. Tyler Avery Masterson appeared in Huron County District Court to face multiple felony charges. Judge Julianne Ferris presided over two separate cases involving allegations of methamphetamine possession. In the first matter, Masterson is charged with felony possession of methamphetamine and a civil infraction for speeding. In the second case, he faces an additional felony possession charge and a bond violation stemming from positive drug test and a failure to appear in court. Judge Ferris set bond at $5,000 cash surety. Conditions of release include mandatory drug and alcohol testing, a prohibition on entering establishments where alcohol is served, and potential electronic monitoring. Masterson will be represented by court-appointed attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach. A bond violation hearing and probable cause conference are scheduled for July 13th, with the preliminary examination set for August 7th. And Robert Cooper Smith appeared in court for his arraignment on a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The case heard by Judge Ferris involves an amended charge from an original count of operating while impaired. Prosecutors noted the amendment was necessary because Cooper Smith's prior conviction occurred outside of Michigan. Cooper Smith entered a plea of not guilty. The court set a plea cutoff hearing for September 3rd of 2026. Judge Ferris maintained the existing bond at $4,500, 10%. As a condition of that bond, Cooper Smith is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances. He is also barred from entering establishments that serve alcohol, such as bars and restaurants, and must submit to random testing through pretrial services. Federal legislation aimed at protecting the Great Lakes is moving forward in the U.S. Senate. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee has unanimously approved a Water Resources Development Act of 2026, sending the measure to the next stage of consideration. Included in the bill is a bipartisan provision backed by Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin that would continue funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The proposal would authorize $475 million annually through 2030 to support projects focused on restoring and protecting the Great Lakes. The initiative funds efforts to combat invasive species, clean up contaminated waterways, restore coastal habitats, improve water quality, and address emerging environmental threats across the region. The legislation has received backing from a broad coalition of conservation, wildlife, fishing, and Great Lakes organizations. The full Senate will consider the measure as lawmakers continue work on the Water Resources Development Act. And we will be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLE in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.